no backsliding in Afghanistan.
If the Taliban retakes this country and Al-Qaeda can operate with impunity, then more American lives will be at stake. The Afghan people will lose their chance at progress and prosperity, and the world will be significantly less secure.
In a dramatic surprise visit to the scene of the surge, President Obama once again states the rationale for what will soon be America's longest war. Afghanistan isn't the only place where the president says he's in it for the long haul. A look at the centerpieces of Obama's foreign policy: Afghanistan, nuclear proliferation, and confronting the growth of China. Obama's bipolar or tripolar world. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Monday, March 29th. We're going to take a look at the Obama doctrine, if there is one, in Obama's foreign policy. It seems the policy itself is getting clearer.
And we are, our eyes are drawn overseas yet again by this morning's top news. Terror attacks on the Moscow subway station. New York Times Moscow bureau chief Clifford Levy brings us up to date this hour.
They're saying it was two female suicide bombers who separately set off these explosions, one in the Lubyanka station and one in the Park Kultury station.
Russian officials say at least 37 people are dead. The first bomb tore through one of the trains as it came into a busy station near the headquarters of the Russian security agency, killing at least 23 people both on board the train and waiting on the platform. Then about 40 minutes later, the second explosion killed 14 more. This eyewitness at the second bombing tells CNN this morning,
I heard the blast, actually, and I decided to get out immediately, and I was surrounded by a huge crowd of people, and people were calling someone, and they were really, really nervous and very agitated.
The head of the Russian security agency blames Chechen rebels for the attacks. Chechen separatists have fought Russian forces since the mid-1990s. Russian President Medvedev declared Russia would act without compromise to root out terrorists.
President Obama on his way home now at this hour after that surprise visit to Afghanistan. Here's what he told the troops at Bagram Airfield.
I want you to understand there's no visit that I considered more important than this visit I'm making right now.
Anand Gopal joins us. He's a contributor for the Christian Science Monitor in Kabul. Anand, did the troops receive the president's visit in the same spirit in which he delivered that statement? It's the most important trip he's ever taken?
Well, they certainly received him warmly. He spoke to thousands of cheering troops, and it was his first visit as president, and I think that was pretty important for people on the ground, especially as they're shifting out to various smaller bases to have offensives this summer.
Well, how important was this trip, given that there's so much at stake for Obama as this Kandahar offensive begins?
Well, it's important because he conveyed to the troops that there is a higher level of optimism back home, judging from surveys and polls today about Afghanistan than there was any time in the last 6 months or a year. And that's exactly the sort of morale-boosting message a lot of troops say they want to hear before they head off into places like Kandahar.
All right. Anand Gopal, contributor for the Christian Science Monitor, joining us from Kabul, Afghanistan. Thanks for that. A look at the Obama foreign policy coming right up.
If you had this Final Four in your college basketball bracket, you can probably go ahead and collect some winnings because very few people did. The unlikely Final Four: Michigan State, Duke, West Virginia, and Butler.
Who
two
would have
number five it. Seeds.
Indeed.
Probably very few people.
Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up on Wall Street. The Dow will get underway at 10,850. The S&P opens at 1,166. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,395.
The Takeaway is getting schooled all this week. We're going to be looking in at how to remake education in the United States, and we're asking you, what do your schools need? Maybe it's just money, but is there something else? What could you give to your school to help make it stronger? Let us know at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to our site, thetakeaway.org. We're going to be talking more about this later this morning, and all this week we'll be talking about education. But in a few minutes, we'll talk about the president's surprise visit to Kabul.